Hi, this is Aaron Kecker from Always Acoustic on the line with David Cook from American Idol. How you doing, David?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on winning American Idol.
Oh, thank you.
So when Ryan Seacrest announced David Cook as the winner on American Idol, what were you thinking at that time?
You know, I wish it would have been something really poignant, but I think more than anything, I just wasn't thinking. You know, it was kind of a weird out-of-body experience anyway. I felt like I was watching it. So, I don't know. I guess my brain just kind of shut off.
Right. In your wildest imagination, could you ever have dreamt this any better?
No, not really. I mean, you know, the schedule's been nuts since the finale, and but it's been with all these things that I've always wanted to do, you know, to work on a major label record and to tour the country, and you know, be able to do them both at the same time. I mean, it's a lot, but you know, my worst day doing this is still beats my best day doing what I was doing before. So.
Right. Do you enjoy the new format of American Idol, which allowed the contestants to play an instrument?
I think it was integral to me having any sort of success on the show, to be honest with you. I think, to allow us, you know, the opportunity to showcase other sides of ourselves musically as opposed to just being, you know, singers.
Right.
I definitely think it upped the ante on the show this season. And, you know, it allowed us all to flourish a little bit more. So I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I definitely see it as an integral part of what worked for me.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people actually enjoyed seeing, you know, instruments actually being played, you know, with the musicians this time around.
Exactly, yeah.
How much rehearsal and non-rehearsal time did it take to prepare for each week on American Idol?
You know, I mean, really, it was constant. I think once we got to about top 12, I don't think I ever really got out and really did much. It was everything kind of revolved around getting ready for the next week. So, you know, the toughest part for me was, in order to do well on that show, I feel like you got to do more than just go up and sing the song. You got to really kind of invest yourself in it, and then once you're done singing it, the hard part for me was to immediately disconnect from that song and start looking forward to next week. So, I think it's always it's a constant thing, especially on the show, to really concentrate on what you're doing musically and up the ante every week.
Right. Did you ever get nervous when you actually were on stage?
Never got nervous. I always got anxious. I think. You know, I'm more comfortable, I think, performing than I am doing anything else, and so, I get more nervous doing interviews, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? You're not nervous about this one, are you?
Well, you know, oh. I'm more nervous about this than I am about performing, I guess. Oh, right. But I'm not necessarily nervous.
Before American Idol, you were the lead singer and guitarist in the band Axiom from 1999 until 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Axiom break up in 2006?
You know, it had just run its course. You know, we had gone through some lineup changes and had a less than amicable split from one of the founders. And, you know, some opportunities came up for me to go down to Tulsa and join a band down there. I just, you know, for me, the time had come to just go do something else. Axiom was the only band I'd ever been in.
Uh-huh.
And I think in order to be a more well-rounded musician, I needed to have some different experiences. So, but I still talk to you know, a couple of the guys from the band, and still consider them good friends. And they actually came out to check out one of the tour stops. So,
that's cool.
It's you know, it's definitely a cool part of my life. But I just think, you know, like most things, I mean, it just ran its course. I needed to do something else.
Right. Did Axiom release any albums during that time?
Yeah, Axiom released a lot of records. I'm actually glad you bring that up. It's been real bittersweet for me because through the process of this show, people have really started to grasp onto like the stuff that I was a part of before the show. Unfortunately, I've had an old band member really try to take advantage of that situation and has been selling Axiom CDs for just awful amounts of money and really kind of gouging the people that supported me through this process. So. Let me use this platform to say I really hope that people stop giving them a reason to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, Axiom was very successful between Heaven Hold, played before previews on over 10,000 AM screens nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Were voted as one of the top 15 bands in the Got Milk contest and was chosen as the best band in Kansas City in 2004. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised by your earlier success as a musician?
Yes and no. I mean, it's always. I don't know that you can ever expect anybody to really gravitate towards what you're doing. But at the same time, I mean, we all put a lot of work into it, you know, and so the old adage, I mean, if you work hard enough, good things will happen, I think was kind of how we operated. And so when good things did happen, I mean, it wasn't surprising in the aspect like, wow, we didn't really have to do anything. But it was surprising just in the fact that, you know, wow, these people are taking notice of what we're doing, which is cool. So, you know, the early success, I think, you know, has to be attributed to the collective. I thought everybody really pulled their weight, so.
Well, that's good. Besides the Axiom, you released a solo independent album titled Analog Heart in 2006. Is that album available online?
I don't believe that it is, other than just through people sharing it, which I think is great. You know, I'm really proud of that record. And obviously, you know, it was my first foray into doing something by myself. So I think... I think it was a good kind of photograph of where I was at a point in my life, and you know, hopefully moving forward, I think the positive response I've gotten from that record, both previous title and after it, you know, I feel like if I can make a positive step forward from that record, hopefully the sky's the limit with this new one.
Now, are any of those songs going to be on this new album? I thought I read somewhere online about that.
I'm sorry?
I thought I read about some of those songs might actually make it on your debut album.
They were submitted for the record, but you know, I just want this record. I want this record to be a record, in that I don't want it to be just a collection of songs. I want there to be some cohesion, and I want the record to flow. And so it's just a matter of whatever songs fit. You know, but I've been doing a ton of writing since the show ended, and I actually had another record done that I never released. So, I mean, we've got quite a bit of material to sift through. It's just a matter of, you know, letting the cream rise to the top, so to speak.
Right. Well, you've been singing since second grade and relocated to Tulsa, Oklahoma in 2006 to pursue a musical career, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, well, obviously you possess singing talent between growing up, Axiom, and your solo project. So why didn't you want to originally audition with Andrew on American Idol?
You know, it had nothing to do with the show, really. I just, I had been working on a record and was really proud of where it was going, and just kind of wanted to see it through on my own terms. And I think, that was my mindset, going into Omaha. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously other things intervened. You know, and but it was never a lack of. Lack of respect for the show. I mean, I think the common misconception with the show is people look at it like it's just a pop machine, and I don't know that that's the case. I think what it is, you know, it's obviously an amazing platform, but it's what you do after the show that I think really dictates your success, which is why, you know, you've got some winners that maybe didn't have the success that people expected them to, and you've had some people that didn't win that have gone on to great things. So, you know, it's a work ethic more than anything. I think it's just all what you're willing to put into it after the fact.
Right. Well, at what point did you decide to audition?
Standing in line that Wednesday of registration. So standing there with my brother, and somebody came up with a camera and interviewed us, and I was like, I'm not auditioning. And they go, well, you are now. And, you know, the rest, as they say.
Well, have you watched American Idol before then?
I had a real base knowledge of it. I mean, I knew obviously what the show was, and I could probably have named a handful of contestants. So, I wasn't like a religious follower or anything.
Right. Well, you were praised on songs like Billie Jean and criticized on others like Eleanor Rigby. How did you deal with the negative criticism?
I mean, look, this competition isn't for the faint of heart, and I think if you don't have at least a base confidence in what you're doing, you're just going to get eaten alive. I mean, you're on a nationally televised show that's syndicated internationally, and everybody has an opinion. So at the end of the day, for me, it was just really just being confident in what I was able to do and what I wasn't able to do.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, the quote that I live by was, whether you're pleasing or pissing everybody off, you're doing something wrong.
Right. So. Of all the songs that you performed on American Idol, which song was your favorite?
Music of the Night. I think to be able to kind of fall back on my theater background a little bit when most people didn't expect me to be able to do it. It was fun for me. I love kind of taking people's expectations or assumptions and kind of flipping them around a little bit.
Right. Which bands or musicians inspire David Cook?
Our Lady Peace, Big Wreck, Muse, bands like that.
Huh? Is this like big bands like Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi?
I mean, I like Guns N' Roses. I like Bon Jovi. I just think, as far as just, you know, bass inspirations, I'd have to lean more towards like those three.
Right. Well, one of my favorite songs by Our Lady Peace is Somewhere Out There.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song or songs by them?
Our Lady Peace, my two favorite songs by them are 4 AM and Potato Girl.
aren't you actually doing something with Our Lady Peace too?
Yeah, actually, I got a chance to sit down and do some co-writing right after the tour with Rain Maida, their singer, which was, it was a huge thrill for me. I couldn't have made it any easier. I mean, just a real down-to-earth guy.
Right. Well, besides Our Lady Peace, what other bands and musicians would you enjoy touring with?
Touring with? Let's see. There's a lot. I mean, Jimmy Eat World. Our Lady Peace,
right.
Thornley, Big Wreck,
right.
Muse,
right.
You know, if Guns N' Roses ever got back together, I wouldn't be too upset to do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I could go on for days with that one.
So do you enjoy playing acoustically?
I think you know, there's a time and a place for acoustic performances, and I think when you can hit it right, I mean, it can be, a really intimate vibe. I remember playing acoustic gigs before the show, and that was fun. I mean, they're just laid back, and nobody's really expecting you to do anything, like, too crazy. You just go out and you play music, and hopefully people enjoy it. So I think there's just something very basic and ethereal about an acoustic guitar.
Right. Well, after the tour with American Idol concludes, will you be concentrating on releasing your album post-American Idol?
I'm in the middle of working on it right now, along with the tour, and the goal is to get it out as soon as possible. I think we're shooting for, sometime in November.
Yeah.
And then, after that, I think it's just going to be, I want this record to be successful, so I'm going to try to do as much as I can to make that happen, and then, the goal is always to get to the next record.
Right.
But I think right now, I'm really just trying to focus in on putting out a solid record.
Right. Well, do you have any working album or song titles yet?
No, not yet. It's all just really in its conception phase. I mean, we're going through the recording process, but a lot of these songs are untitled. I really just want there to be I just want to be able to kind of pick a name on the spot and have it just be, kind of a gut instinct thing.
Right.
And then the record, I'm going to wait and name the record when we've got the songs more mapped out, just so, I want a title that's going to be indicative of the kind of music on it.
Right. You going to, drop any songs down acoustically?
I'm sorry?
You going to drop any songs down acoustically?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind it. It's just, again, this is kind of what fits the record.
Right. All right, well, final question.
Okay.
Now that you are the new American Idol, or should I say American Rock Idol,
yeah,
do you get the flexibility to at least choose between being a solo artist or the lead singer in your own band like Daughtry?
Actually, they have given me more or less carte blanche with what I want to do, which has been great. I mean, 19 and RCA have been amazing about letting me do the record that I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And so in that regard, I wouldn't mind either way. Maybe we can do somewhere in between and do David Cook and whatever's. But we'll see. Time will tell.
All right, David. Well, thanks a lot, and I can't wait to see you when you come and tour in Chicago on your new album.
Great, Aaron. Thank you very much, man.
All right, thanks, man. All right, bye.